It's Mpumalanga Space Music on Rise FM with Musa Keys Abeko, and you are still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with Fezile Manzini. So as promised, this evening, I'm having a very interesting conversation, mainly because I believe Guti, you've already made a lot of mistakes that have set you back on some of the financial goals that you had in 2024. Gakulutsine, ladies, we've got great potential when it comes to helping other people build and achieve, you know, their goals financially. But I feel sometimes, Nazi, we forget ourselves. We forget to invest in ourselves. So I'm having a conversation with the managing director of Ignite Wealth. Ignite Wealth is an all-inclusive financial services business which covers the following areas for private businesses, families, institutions, and individuals: financial education, wealth creation, business bridging, finance, investment, and financial advisory. So you see why I thought, if there's something we need to learn, it's something that benefits us as individuals. So I do have him on the line all the way from eButswana. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, welcome, Seatla Ratsusa, to Rise FM. I hope this is not your first time. Please say it's not. Because clearly it means we need to have a lot of conversation about finances.
We do, and I hope we'll have lots of them going forward.
All right. Thank you for availing yourself. I am aware of the fact that currently you are not in the country. Thank you for availing yourself for this conversation. But firstly, even though I did mention a bit, what does Ignite Wealth do? What is your main business?
Yeah, I think in a nutshell, let me just say that we consider ourselves change agents when it comes to matters of finance and wealth creation. So we do have our core business as training. We train organizations, government, the private sector, sometimes groups of people, associations. We do those corporate trainings. We do individual consulting, and then we also run a contact center which is filled with financial counselors and psychosocial therapists who take on calls to speak to people on a one-on-one. You know that financial matters are quite sensitive, so sometimes you can't say them in front of people. Mm-hmm. You need to have that one-on-one engage with a human being. And then we also have another sector of our business which is called Mashelling, which is basically the side of our business where we create content to give it to people out there who can't afford our services. And even people who afford our services, we entertain them by creating snippets of what we teach on Facebook, on TikTok. That's normally where we engage with a lot of people, just to send the message out. Because for us, this is a long-term game. It has to be done for years and years and years. Because remember the habits that we have learned. We learned it over a lot of years, so it will take time until we erase the bad habits and actually move forward and understand what wealth creation is all about.
All right, and as we celebrate Women's Month, I don't know if I have the confidence to ask this one, but I know that somewhere we are guilty. What are some of the common financial mistakes that young women make?
You know, I think maybe to advocate on behalf of women, you see, most women, they are raised to understand that they have a bigger role to play when it comes to taking care of families. Mm. And you find that a lot of young women have been taking care of the younger siblings from a very young age. So the first thing they start doing when they start working is to think back home. What can I do back home? I need to build a house for my parents. I need to build a house. Sometimes you leave a child there. Maybe you had a child earlier. But what we find that the common mistake that they do is to start trying to build at home. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Mm-hmm. If you can afford, you can do that. But the problem is they will take on debt, because back in the day, people used to build, using just natural resources that can be picked up. But nowadays, people want to do it quickly. So they take on debt, and then they go and build in the village. And then the assumption is that once you have done that, your own personal problems will not kick in. But once you have done that, now you can't afford a lot of things. You can't afford to have an emergency fund. You can't afford to save money. And then when those emergencies start happening in your life, now you are moving from one place to another, you know, seeking debt from micro lenders. Before you know it, and in less than a year or two, you are already financially stressed. So this is one of the mistakes that we see, because we always say that when you are starting out, it's very difficult, because most of us, we don't come from wealthy backgrounds, which means that there's a lengthier journey that we have to take to actually end up creating wealth for the very same people that we are trying to protect, the very same people that we are trying to save. So we need to do it right. So that is mostly what I find to be the common mistake, starting first at home and before you can actually learn the principles of wealth creation.
Now, for someone who says, I'm not clued up on investing, but I do want to invest, where can I start? Because if we've already made that mistake, but we do want to invest, we are worried about what we're going to leave behind for our children because they're already there. Where can I start? The baby steps, because to say I'll go big on property, that might be too ambitious when you still have debt. But the baby steps, where can one start?
Yeah, absolutely. And I like that question, to say baby steps, because wealth creation is really about baby steps. It's only that nowadays, because of social media and all of this hype about making, you know, becoming rich overnight, which really doesn't work. You know, we need to go back to the basics, baby steps. What do you need to understand about wealth creation and investing? So the first thing that people need to learn, and you can't skip this one, you need to learn the discipline to save money. You know, you save not necessarily because you want to buy a car at the end of the year, or not necessarily because you want to go on holiday. You save as a discipline. It's a life discipline. You just need to save from every money that you receive. You need to learn to put something aside and be comfortable. Being comfortable saying that you are broke, you can't buy something because you've saved some money, right? So it creates a buffer for you, and it creates an opportunity for you to be able to later on invest, right? But once you have learned how to save, now you have the discipline, it's in you. You know that for every money that I receive, whether it's a bonus, whether it's something that I have sold on the side, I have to save a certain percentage of it. Once you have done that, then you can start with lower risk type of investments. I always encourage this. Always start with the lower risk type of investments, because for someone who has not learned how to invest over the years, you don't come from a family that is doing businesses and all things like that, your risk appetite has to be low when you start. So you need to start with your mutual funds, start with bank fixed deposits, you know, where you really can't lose a lot of money if there are changes in the market. So that's where people really need to start. But we are seeing a lot of people, you know, the moment they get money, they start doing Forex, they start doing all of this volatile type of investments because they want to make a lot of money in a short space of time. It never works like that. In the long term, you are going to lose your money. You are going to be in trouble. So we start with the basics. You save, and then once you have accumulated some savings, you start with low-risk investments, which are your mutual funds, your unit trusts, your fixed deposits at banks, that's where we need to be playing.
All right. Now, because you spoke of saving, and hey, yeah, we are addicts of retail therapy. Ladies, I speak for all of us. Now, I want to go back. I want to start evaluating my finances to see, are there any red flags? What are the red flags a person can look out for as a sign that their problem is not how much they earn, but mismanagement of finances?
Yeah, you know that you are in trouble or just about to get into trouble when you are living from paycheck to paycheck. If at the end of each month you are done with what you had received last month, you have to start again. You know that you are in trouble because your life is no different from someone who's not working. You are all starting all over again. 20 years later, you are still starting. You are dependent on the next paycheck for you to survive. So you know that is a red flag, because should your job end, and that means you are in trouble instantly, right? When you are frequently incurring overdraft fees or missing bill payments, that is another red flag, because a lot of people, they start life, if you rent out a house and it looks like you can afford the rent because it's 3,000 rents, you are earning 10,000 rents, but what you have not catered for is that you need to also buy food, there's transport fare, there's this and that. And then and when you find yourself now struggling to pay for your electricity, you are struggling to pay for your water bill, already that is a red flag. You know that you are getting in trouble. Or when you are accumulating significant amounts of high interest debt, right? Borrowing from quick loans, borrowing from Bomachonisa, you know that that is a red flag on its own. You know that you are getting into trouble. So when that happens, you need to see an advisor. You need to sit down with an advisor before you go in too deep. Because, you know, often people get in too deep. And when you get in too deep, people think that, you just did it deliberately. You should have seen this. A lot of people can't see this coming. It just happens slowly, slowly, slowly. Before you know it, you have taken this rope, you have tied yourself, you can't move. And normally when people can't move, they get themselves way deeper, trying to get themselves out. You know, you are digging deeper, but you are trying to get out. That's normally what happens. People end up giving up and saying, I'll never get out of this rut. Let me maybe just get a loan and go on holiday. Let me just get a loan and maybe just buy a car, because we only live once. When you hear people starting to say that, you know that they have already gotten themselves into trouble because they did not identify properly those red flags on time.
All right. Well, I wish we had a lot more time. This is a very interesting conversation, and one that I feel is very, very beneficial, because finances are a very serious concern for most people right now. But for someone who says, I want to learn, you know, I do recognize that I've got a lot to learn where managing my finances is concerned. Where can they learn more? What are your social media handles?
Yes, on social media, our educative handles are Mashele on all social media platforms, or Ignite Wealth. Our website also has online courses. We have a lot of content in there that is quite educative. So Ignite Wealth and Mashele on all social media platforms.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Rachusa, for availing yourself. This is certainly something that I feel even I need to go sit down and check. So I've learned something this evening. Please do enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your evening too.
That was the managing director of Ignite Wealth. Fanele siyolungisa.